This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Recently, NPR decided to tweak something on its website. It wasn't the look. Instead, the national news organization, of which we're a part, decided to eliminate listener comments on stories. Some people hated the decision, but NPR says most of their audience doesn't comment. Their public editor says in 2 months this summer, just 4,300 users posted about 67% of all comments on NPR.org. One of the most prolific writers is a man in Utah who goes by the moniker San Pete. He spoke with Adam Ragusa, host of the podcast called The Pub.
Having comments is a form of accountability, and having them publicly is a form of public accountability. They ought to be there at the website where the content is.
Kelly, does Pete have a point?
Yeah, we should sign him up to be a media critic because he's got a really good point. Accountability is super important for the audience. If the audience has a problem with something that you've written or reported, they should be able to point it out right there on the story. And taking that away from them really takes away a critical way that the audience communicates with you as a news organization.
Is there a trend among news organizations to stop using comments altogether?
Yeah, it's a pretty big trend. In the last couple of years, Popular Science has gotten rid of comments. You can imagine, when it comes to science, what the comments are like. The website Recode, which is a technology site, Reuters, USA Today's For the Win, which is a sports site, they've all gotten rid of comments. But there's also a counter trend in journalism right now, and that's called audience engagement. This is a big talking point among editors at news sites across the country. Audience engagement is the measure by which you determine how closely tied to your readers and users you are. And audience engagement is important because it builds trust. So the more that your audience talks to you, interacts with your content, spends on your site, comes to your real life events, the more they are likely to trust you. And there's a big problem with media trust. We are about as low as we have ever been since we've been measuring media trust.
Why are these organizations choosing to turn it off?
Well, if you want to make the comments section successful, you have to spend some money on paying human beings to moderate it. There's some really good examples of comments sections. I love the New York Times comments section. Most of the time, they only leave their comments open for a very short period of time, 24 hours, and they assign the reporters or the editors to monitor the comments and to interact with the commenters. So those people aren't out reporting stories. They're not creating new journalism while they're interacting with the audience. So there's a cost to it.
So what kind of alternatives are there? Are other ways for media organizations to effectively communicate with the people who are reading them or listening to them?
You see a lot of news organizations taking the interactivity off of their own sites and going to Facebook or Twitter, Snapchat even, creating interactivity there. That's not a bad idea. A lot of the audience is on those sites. But like Pete said in his criticism, it takes the accountability away. The rest of your audience can't see that interactivity unless they come to that particular comment thread.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, thanks so much for offering your 2 cents today.
You bet. Are you guys going to leave the comments on WUSFnews.org?
Log on and tell us what you think.
I'll take that as a yes.